Hey, folks, this is Guy Fieri, and I know what you're thinking. It's Black Fake History Month, Guy. What do Jewish genocide fairy tales have to do with that? Well, sit tight, kids. Get a rope and go out and sit under your favorite tree, because this episode of Triple D is going back in time and way down south for a look at the time-honored tradition of lynching. This is Death Camps, Despots, and Dives. For a Virginia farmer's swift methods in suppressing a Tory uprising during the Revolutionary War, lynching eventually became synonymous with doing what is actually necessary to darkies who step out of line. There is only one solution here, to be honest, fam. Lynching is the idea of unjustly hanging outdated farm equipment from tree branches after they've engaged in what would be normal behavior in Africa didn't become a rallying cry for civil rights-minded traitors until 1939, when Negro singer Billie Holiday recorded her iconic hit, Strange Fruit. Southern trees bear a strange fruit. Blood on the leaves, blood at the root, black bodies swinging in the southern breeze, strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. That's what I call off the chain and on the end of a rope. The lyric invokes a horrible image of racist vigilante justice running rampant in the American South, a paranoid, overblown reaction to justice and so-called disparate outcomes that only a Jew could properly evoke. Oh yes, Swaggots, I said Jew. See, Billie Holiday didn't write this song. New York City high school teacher, Communist Party member, and Jew, Abel Meerpool, wrote it under the pen name Lewis Allen. Almost fooled us there, Shlomo. Maybe you should have used a more realistic, goyish-sounding name like Silver, Diamond. Anyway, back to lynching. From 1882 to 1968, there were recorded 4,700... Wait, 4,700? Seriously, that's it? Can we even do this bit? Well, I know, but like, I mean, how am I supposed to make... It's 4,700 deaths over 90 years. How am I supposed to make that seem edgy and cool? All right. So 4,700 lynchings, less than 3,500 of them were black. Are you serious? What the fuck are we doing here, Mark? We should be covering the Nazi death roller coaster. Instead, we're here. I mean, come on. What the fuck is this crap? Listen, Southerners, I'm sorry. If you want to be on Death Camps, Despots, and Dives, you need to step up your fucking game. Publicly executing 3,500 blacks for murders, rapes, and robberies, and other crimes over the course of 90 years is not exactly a new to show up. Fuck me. You did it to 1,200 white guys, too? Shit, most of these were cattle thieves out west. This is ridiculous. I can't believe you dragged me back from Deutschland to cover the... Kill the fucking music. Jesus Christ, I'm done. I'm sorry, guys. We'll see you next time when we got some real genocide to talk about. This is Guy Fieri, TRS Radio, Death Camps, Despots, and Dives, I guess, sort of. See you next time.